Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is now 7:03. It's overcast. It's kind of gloomy this morning. We got rain up to the north. We'll get a full forecast on the way in a moment. 43 degrees out the door now. Our top story this morning, it's seriously what everybody's waking up and got this on their minds this morning. The Cowboys and the Lions meet in Detroit tonight. They're both fighting for the final wild card slot. They both need this win.
Sure do. And head coach Brian Schottenheimer has watched his team roll off three straight victories, putting themselves back in the conversation.
This is what's most notable right now is how tight this unit is, which he feels was made even stronger by the death of Marshawn Nealand.
This tragedy has really united this group in a different way, and I think something that is way bigger than the 2025 season. I think it's something that's going to have to be, you know, looked at, you know, over the course of our lives. And the physicality and violence that we're playing with right now and the passion that we're playing with right now is just so enjoyable for me as a coach to watch. That's who we want to be.
It's Cowboys and Lions in Detroit from the 24-Hour News Center. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
See how many watch and listen tonight. You can catch it on 105.3 The Fan, but the Cowboys-Chiefs game on Thanksgiving Day drew a record audience of 57 million viewers, the most watched regular season NFL game of all time.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little, and nine of the people accused of attacking an immigration detention center in Alvarado this summer are pleading not guilty to the federal charges against them.
Prosecutors obtained a new indictment against nine of the suspects in mid-November, and they had their initial court hearings on those indictments this week. Nine of them, including the man accused of shooting and wounding an Alvarado police officer, pled not guilty. Relatives of the defendants say prosecutors have taken quotes out of context and made unproven claims in their bid to link them to Antifa. They're also accusing high-ranking government officials of making public statements about the case that could be prejudicial. Seven other defendants pled guilty to federal charges last month. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Water planning for the future, a big topic at City Hall on Wednesday. Russell Scott reports Dallas Water Utilities updated the council on some of their plans to make sure we've got enough.
Basically, the message was the easiest and most cost-effective way to make sure we don't run out of water, continue conservation projects, especially for homeowners.
Where we see water loss during the days, people are watering more frequently throughout the cooler months. We love to see people swap out their cool weather grasses and not plant those grasses and water them all year, but they're doing it, so we're going to recommend some strategies like year-round time of day watering to be implemented.
Dallas Water Utilities Director Sarah Standifer says another idea is getting people to update old sprinkler systems. Currently, DWU is working with other agencies to pipe water in from East Texas, a project they say will help offset water shortages in the long term. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Here's more on a story we first reported yesterday, saying a Flower Mound teen died after being struck by a pickup after school. Well, now the family of 14-year-old Isha Mishra has a message for the driver.
Isha was known for her kindness and her love for music and dance. Her family, of course, are deeply grieving, but they hold no grudge against the driver of that pickup.
She's such a kind person. Like, we do not have any hate or anything bad for the person. We don't know what happened, how it happened. We still don't know how it went.
Isha's uncle Gambit tells NBC5 they simply recall her kindness beginning when she was a very little girl. Isha was a Marcus High School freshman, and the school district says counselors will be available on campus as long as they're needed. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A new Dallas County program helps workers pay for child care, and it's getting praise from local businesses. In DeSoto, Candy's Skin owner Candace Johnson says one employee is already benefiting, with more on the way.
They have been very grateful for it, and yeah, I can tell in their smiles every day and in their words. They let me know all the time how much they appreciate it, and I mean, all the way down to wanting to bake me a cake, just something.
The program splits the cost. Employers put in $1,500 and the county matches it for a $3,000 annual subsidy. Companies can participate up to $250,000 in Dallas County, which set aside $1 million, is still accepting applications.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
MyPillow founder Mike Lindell this morning launches a run for Minnesota governor, filing the paperwork that lets him officially raise money and campaign. Get this. President Trump has pardoned a developer, a real estate developer, a guy named Tim Leiwicki, wiping out a federal bid rigging case that had charged him with steering a University of Texas Moody Arena contract in Austin to benefit his company. Now, not for nothing, it was Trump's own Justice Department that indicted Leiwicki in the first place. The Cowboys and Lions hit the field in Detroit tonight in a matchup dripping with playoff implications from wild card to division bragging rights. Your front row seats on 105.3 The Fan.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes all day on News Radio 1080 KRL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
LD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Check in with David Johnson coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stick around at 7:23 as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little, and attorneys representing 17 families are suing Salina ISD in the fallout of a former coach who has been accused of secretly recording boys in a locker room. The new lawsuit claims Caleb Elliott had an improper relationship at a previous school before being transferred to Moore Middle School. Quentin Brogdon is one of the attorneys.
What happened to these vulnerable young boys is every parent's worst nightmare. And the tragedy is it just didn't have to happen.
There are several lawsuits pending. Elliott faces state and federal charges. Salina ISD says all the new allegations have been sent to investigators and police, and the district remains committed to a full, transparent review.
Good morning, 7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, back at you. We've got a stock market that is trying to extend the rally. Actually, we had a little pause after seven gains in the last eight trading sessions, and we're a little mixed right now. The Dow looks higher by 55 points, but the S&P looks down 2, the NASDAQ down 3. So let's call it a flat opening that's coming. We will look with great interest on the economic news that come out today. We've already seen a fair amount of earnings reports out. And, of course, there's continued speculation about how aggressive the Fed's going to be in cutting interest rates. One thing that will give them an impetus to cut interest rates are the Challenger job cut reports today. On the one hand, month over month, job cuts dropped 50%. I mean, they were still 71,000, but that's down 53% for December versus November, or in November versus October. But if you look at the total year layoffs, we're talking about 1.17 million, 1,170,000 job losses, and that is the highest since COVID. So maybe they ought to cut interest rates. We'll get jobless claims here in just a few minutes. Boy, we've been missing those. But those weekly numbers expected to be 225,000. Then factory orders come out at 9 o'clock this morning. Earnings still coming in from retailers. They're always the last to report. Kroger's trading a little lower this morning. The earnings were good, but revenues missed. Salesforce is out, and now Salesforce is an interesting stock because it's in the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, and Salesforce is up today, and that's probably accounting for most of the projected 60-point gain that we're going to see in the Dow. Costco reported not earnings but sales, and the sales for November were below estimates. That stock's a bit lower. Dollar Tree and Dollar General both reporting the numbers were better than expected. The price of gold today is down $10 even, $42.22. Bitcoin is down about 1%, down $823 a piece. 10-year rates are back up to 4.09%. Crude's up 41 cents. If the Dow opened right now, it would be up 65 points. And the NASDAQ down 2, the S&P down 1. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So you're telling me that job losses this year are as bad as the pandemic year?
That's exactly right. 2000, the last time we saw, and a lot of companies are doing restructuring. Of course, there's also been a tremendous amount of anxiety, you know, because of the tariffs. And then yesterday we were reporting small business has just, they're not replacing people that, you know, retire or quit.
Well, I just don't like the sound of that. Thank you, David Johnson. 727 now at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Apparel and footwear giant Ariat is investing more than $70 million into Fort Worth.
The California-based Ariat International announced it's investing $72.6 million in Fort Worth and creating 250 jobs. Phase one includes an $8.9 million expansion of its Fort Worth regional headquarters. Phase two includes the construction of a new regional distribution center. In a statement, Ariat CEO Beth Cross said they're committed to building opportunities that strengthen both Ariat and Fort Worth. Mayor Mattie Parker says this strengthens the city's position as a hub for innovation, logistics, and world-class brands. Texas ponied up $1.5 million in incentives from the 24-hour news center, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott will be at Rex's Bar and Grill in Fort Worth at 2:30 this afternoon, pushing his latest five-point property tax relief plan. He calls it a taxpayer empowerment event. His plan includes imposing local spending limits, tax rollback votes, and...
You deserve a vote on another constitutional amendment, and that is to pay zero on your school district property taxes. Abolish the school district property tax in Texas forever.
Abbott will be joined by acting Texas Comptroller Kelly Hancock.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.